Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited on tonight to be with you one more time, sharing the power of love and sharing the power of God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who are tuned in, all of my co-hosts who wish not to be named, and each and every one of you who support the Love Live Jesus Ministry and the Afrida Love Show through your listening support. I really appreciate that. That means so much. Amen. Amen. God is doing some great things in our lives. God has blessed us immensely. His power and majesty rest forever. He's given us strength. He's helped us. And we are just so blessed to be on the ministry on tonight with you. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. We're getting ready to get into our powerful praying position with love all around the world. I want to ask God to touch the United States, touch the foreign countries, touch every nation all around the world, because we're praying with power and love, and I'm praying for cities, I'm praying for states. So you think of three different states you're praying for. I'm going to say Texas, and I'm going to say two more states, but I want you to pray for those states, pray for nations and countries, but make sure you select three, amen, uno, dos, tres, three. All right, now then, I want you to get into your powerful praying position, whatever position that is. Let's get there, because God is good, He's grateful, and He's worthy to be praised, amen, amen. We're going to listen to a new artist. I Need Thee Every Hour. This is a piano instrumental. This should be interesting. I Need Thee Every Hour, piano instrumental, as we pray, by Mr. Deppy T. Keys. And this is piano worship. And whatever comes on next, that's what we're going to listen to. If we finish early, that's fine. But we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask God for strength, and we're going to pray for new businesses. We're going to pray for independent artists. We're going to pray for independent speakers. We're going to pray for careers. We're going to pray for promotions. We're going to pray for movement. We're going to pray for travels. We're going to pray for great ventures that's coming up that's new for individuals. We're going to pray for audiences. We're going to pray for gospel artists. We're going to pray for parents and teachers and leaders. We're going to pray for preachers and students. We're going to pray for people who are dealing with storms, people who are in storms, people who are coming out. We're going to pray for people who are in the hospitals. We're going to pray for reverse diagnosis. We're going to pray for anything within bodies and minds that is not of God to be removed, whether it be disease, whether it be our thinking, whatever it is. We're going to ask God to filtrate positive people in our lives. We're going to ask God to get rid of the Jabez spirits and those spirits that are not of God. We're going to ask before we pray unto God that our minds be clear and that we look up towards the hills from which cometh all of our help, and all of our help cometh from God. We're going to ask that anything in our heart that's not like God be removed right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to ask that everything that we touch be successful, whatever it is. We're going to ask that any demons and demonic spirits and evil thoughts that's around us, wherever it be, we ask that it be cast out into the sea of forgetfulness. Then we pray for the souls who brought the evil spirits in the first place, and we ask God what they put, what he put love within their hearts. We pray for any type of any type of demonic spirit that is with you. We pray for any type of disturbed mind. We pray for any type of hindrance that would hinder you. We pray for those who are angry right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that peace and love should surpass all understanding once you hear the word of God and the revelation of God. As we pray on the AfricaLoveShow.com, we ask in the name of Jesus that the words and the anointing of this prayer come and fall afresh on each one of us. We ask in the name of Jesus for everything that goes down, everything that goes down, everything that we do, we ask that it be done in Jesus' name. We ask that people be set free and liberated. We ask that even if we go into educational institutions, we ask that the teachings be the best practices for our students. We ask for new breakthroughs in technology. We ask for new breakthroughs in curriculum. We ask for new writers of curriculum, amen, and I want to be one of those. We ask for understanding. We ask for revelations. We ask for closeness with God. We ask for the spirit and power of God to move on this ministry right now and to continue to filtrate. We ask and we bless each guest who's coming on the ministry. We thank God for the doors that are open and the doors that are closed. Praise God. We thank God for the yeses and the noes. We thank God for the strength that he gave us. We thank God for the ups and downs in life. We thank God for the safety and the travels. We thank God for giving us opportunities. We thank God for new connections. We thank God for just being who he is. And so with that being said, before we even get started, that was a warm-up. That's not even a prayer yet. That's a warm-up. So as we warm up and get ready to pray unto God, we ask God that whatever we need, that we be covered and that we be that this prayer touches individuals. We ask for people who are in the hospitals, children who are in the hospitals. We ask that God cover their bodies and that whatever it is that's internal or external, that God remove it in the name of Jesus. We ask any evilness, any evil spirits, even evil thinking be cast out. We ask that demonic spirits and people who plot against God's people, we ask that those thoughts be cast away into the sea of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We ask that any false or phony depictions that the devil has given unto the people, we ask that those be destroyed right now. We ask that yokes be broken right now, because before we can go into the throne of God, we have to take everything to God in prayer. We have to unload some stuff that's hindering us from really getting to where God wants us to be. We have to continue to walk into the will of God. And not only that, we don't want to go to God tonight just saying, Lord, I want, I need. We want to go to God and be able to say, Lord, thank you, because the Lord has brought us a mighty, mighty long way. He's opened so many doors, and he's still opening doors that we cannot even see. And so we thank God for that. We're thanking God and blessing God and asking God would he continue to bless TV shows and programs, these gospel artists and these other individuals who are on television making a living. We ask God would he continue to increase their territories. We ask God where there's division, will he make it peace. And we're just asking God and thanking God for many different things. And I don't know what God is going to have me pray for. I don't know what God's going to have me thanking him for. But I know that if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. So I'm going to tell God to have his way right now in this ministry, in this prayer, because this is serious. This is nothing to play with. When the storms of life come, you know, sometimes people forget about God. But when the storms of life come, what are you going to do? You're going to call on the name of Jesus. And so there's no such thing as churchy, churchy, churchy. Amen. Because when the storm of life comes, we want to call on Jesus. And that's who we should be calling on in season. And somebody else said out of season. Amen. Amen. So we're getting ready to go into our prayer mode. I'm going to turn off the lights here. And whatever your prayer position is, whether it's on a pillow, whether it's in bed, whether it's on your knees with your head to the ground, whatever you do to pray, do so. We're getting ready to pray unto God, and we thank God for everything he's done, and we thank God for everything he's doing. You're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Thank you for praying. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for blessing us to start on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we're able to walk this life's journey. Lord, we come unto you, first of all, looking in the hospitals, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person there, Lord. Whatever they need, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, internally, externally, would you bless like none other. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you be the great physician, and whatever is not supposed to be there, would you take it out, and whatever is supposed to be there, would you keep it in, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospital to continue to be rehabilitated, continue to become stronger, Lord, and we thank you for the release of the pain, release of the anguish and whatever it was, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going into the hospital, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to be able to make it, Lord, and give them strength to know that you are God and you're the first and you're the last. And with you, all things are possible, and good reports can come out, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you reverse any negative reports, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal any infirmities, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give strength, Lord, and would you continue to let your anointing fall, Lord? We pray for each person who's in the hospitals, Lord, all over this land and country, those we know and those we do not know. Then, Lord, if there's anyone in the hospital who doesn't pray or doesn't believe in prayer, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you have mercy and still bless, Lord, if it be in your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to uplift those who are weak, those who may not feel well, those who are depressed, Lord, those who are tired and weak, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless and would you continue to give them a Lazarus experience, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to keep moving forward. We thank you for the strength you're giving, Lord. We thank you for the mercy, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover, Lord, each doctor, Lord, would you cover each patient, Lord, would you cover each person who is ill right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for revealing what your will is. We thank you for helping us to be better servants for you, Lord. We thank you for helping us to continue to live, move, and have our being through you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person on this line, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you know what each person needs, Heavenly Father, and we ask, would you continue to give them the desires, or give us the desires of our hearts, Heavenly Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus for continuing to help us to depend and trust in you, Lord, because without you, we are nothing, but with you, we're everything, Lord. We thank you for the new experiences. We know that many things come with new experiences, Lord. And we just ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you give us the strength to continue to push on, to continue to carry on and do your holy, righteous will, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue, Lord, to bless those who are going through the storms of life, Lord, whether it's depression, whatever it is, whether it's abuse, whatever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you strengthen them and help them, Lord, be a refuge, be a place, Heavenly Father, for them, Heavenly Father. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to give us traveling grace, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the success that we're going to experience. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the familiar faces, Lord. We thank you for the unfamiliar faces, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless, Heavenly Father, the workshops that's going on Saturday, God's will. We ask in the name of Jesus, would each workshop be a success? Would each workshop, Lord Jesus, help someone to become a better instructor, a better administrator, a better leader, or to have their own charter school, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless everything that we touch? Would you bless our eyes to continue to look up towards the hills? Would you bless our hands to be about your business and our mouths to be about the glorification of you, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our feet to continue to walk into those open doors that you have ordained, that you have willed, Heavenly Father? And we ask that if our feet are walking into doors that should be closed, would you revert us back in the right path, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a first chance and a second chance. We thank you for the opportunities that are coming, Lord, and we don't know, Lord. We don't know, Heavenly Father, why things occur, but we know that all things work together for the good. And then, Lord, we continue to ask you, Lord Jesus, would you bless those who are uncertain about their faith, Lord. We ask, would you bless their faith walk in which they will continue to walk so that they can know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each person on this line one more time, Heavenly Father, whatever it is, because many people come, Heavenly Father, and they don't know what they're coming for, but they're coming from a touch from you, Lord, and we ask, would each person experience a touch, Heavenly Father, so that we can continue to walk in your will, Lord. Then, Lord, this is a personal prayer. I ask that you continue to take over, take charge of this opportunity to speak on different platforms, Lord. I ask you what you created to something that you would want it to be. I thank you, Lord, for the spiritual platforms, the educational platforms, the motivational platforms, the leadership platforms, the health and wellness platforms. And, Lord, I ask you what you continue to lead and guide in that direction, because I want to be able to touch as many lives as possible, Lord, and I want to be able to construct curriculums that's going to help students learn better. And I thank you, Lord, for the vision. I thank you for the people you're already sending. I thank you for the people who's already coming, and I thank you for what's going to happen. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each writer, Lord? Would you bless each person who's on television? Would you bless each producer, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a mighty way, Heavenly Father, to be able to put together and construct different shows that will help our children and our nation to become a more peaceful, sentimental place to live? Then, Lord, we ask that even on these reality shows, whatever struggles, whatever trials, we know that those things help people to watch. But we ask in reality, in real life, Lord, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, in a mighty way, Lord Jesus, to continue to increase their territory, continue to do the will of God. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our families, Lord Jesus? Would you bless our friends? Would you bless our coworkers? Would you bless those who know you and those who do not, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to magnify and edify and glorify your name? Would you bless us to continue to walk in your will, Lord, walk in your way, Lord, and would you bless us to continue to be who you would have us to be, Lord? We thank you in the name of Jesus for what's about to happen, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would any endeavor, any project, Lord, be acceptable and pleasing in your sight so that we can get it on the big screen. Then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our youth. We ask that you continue to protect them and keep them safe, Heavenly Father. Bless them as they get ready to embark on tests. Some of them are already engaged in tests, and we ask that they do an excellent job. And then we ask on next week, God's will, would you continue to bless us and show us your victory and favor. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just help us to be great and good at everything that you have set for us to do, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, and we're expecting some great things. We're expecting some great news, Lord. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountainous experiences, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to make connections that are for your will, Lord, not against your will. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening? Would you bless their families, Lord? Would you bless their homes? Would you bless them in a major, major way, Lord? Then, Lord, as the revelation comes, as you're getting ready to speak the revelation of encouragement, Lord, and the plans and the wills, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, we know you sit high, Heavenly Father, but you're with us. Put your hand on your chest. You're with us, Heavenly Father. And we bless you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as we get ready to usher in the revelation of God. Because God wants us to be successful. He has a plan for our lives. And he says, any plan that he has for us, he says, no man or woman can change that plan. He said, plans only become changed when our minds change, that Jesus is not able to do everything. God says we must continue to hang in there. We must continue to be strong. He says we're going to get tired. He says we even too are going to lose faith in him as God shed tears. He says, but we always come back unto our Lord. We bounce back because he gives us that strength and he gives us that insurance. Then God says that every door that's open is not for us, and every door that's closed does not mean we cannot enter. He says, but he must anoint it and consecrate it, and it must be in the will of God for us to be able to enter and be successful. God says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for we reap what we sow, and if anyone leads you astray, He says they must deal with the Father. And then God says that in everything, God says give thanks for the small things and the large things. God says hold not grudges against your brothers and sisters. He says, but love them. God says, listen to his word, follow his word, and beware of false prophets and those who do not know him. God says, vengeance is mine, and those that cause grief and strife among the people of God shall be cast away. He says, be not in the number of those who do not know his way, but be in the number of those who walk in the way of God. God says, we are conquerors. We are more than strong. And if he be for us, he's more than the world against us. God says every door that is shut doesn't mean that you're incapable of walking through it. He says, but he has a better door for you. That's all that it means. And God is worthy to be praised. And he says that there is nothing that his children will want wherever they are, because he supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. God says, continue to walk. He says, yeah, we're going to get tired. And sometimes we're going to even feel like throwing in the towel. But God says he will not let that be so. He says, because there are so many things that's waiting on us up the road. And God says, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And God says, we were called. If you're listening to this ministry right now, God said you were called to do something, and you should already know your calling before I even said it. But because we serve a true and living God, God says that he already has plans. He's already put those people in place, and he's already gotten rid of those negative things that was holding you back. And God says he's going to make every wrong right, and he's going to continue to establish us. He says there's nothing on earth that shall destroy us. He says, and every yoke that is a stronghold shall be broken right now in the name of Jesus. The healing is taking place in the hospitals. God is reversing diagnosis. He's increasing life right now. He's given anointings. He's given the word of God. He's putting people into ministerial positions. He's setting people up for new ventures and new careers where people are actually working for God, for the kingdom of God. He's setting up platforms where people are going to speak. He's setting up radio ministries. They're not syndicated, but God says they're anointed. And because they're anointed, they can do what the syndicated shows can't do. And so God says that whatever he gives, big or small, he says, be ye satisfied, because with the anointing, he says, that shall take care of you and be your bread. It shall be your water when you are thirsty. Then God goes on to say, as we conclude this revelation, God says, anything that is ordained by God that we touch shall see, succeed and prosper. The seed is already planted. He says, all we have to do is oversee it. He says, it's already done. We just have to show up. God says that who you need is already there. You just have to show up. God says that his ministry is no competition. His ministry is no popularity contest. It's the anointing of God saving souls. And if one soul is saved, God says that's more than many souls who pretend to be saved and live any kind of way. So God says, take heed that we shall only please God. He says, because we as people change day by day. And we, the only consistent thing that we have, it's his word. So as we relinquish this prayer revelation, God says that you, that we can do all things through him, because he is our strength and he is our redeemer. He says there's nothing that you have done that's so bad. Give. He says he calls who he wants to. He promotes who he wants to. And he says he's always going to take care of his children because he's the great I am. He says he's the good father. Amen? He says he's the good father. And because he's the good father, he says we shall not want for anything. He says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And God says that he knows that his people go through many nights of tears because of this world, maybe, or because of things that has happened, because of valley moments. He says, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He says, and be not worried about those who talk against you or those who talk about you. He says, for they have their reward. He says, pray for those who despitefully misuse you. He says, in love, that's the most important thing. Wherever God takes the ministry, wherever he takes you, whatever platform he sets you on, because if you're listening now, God says you were meant to hear this. This is for you. And not everybody's on this call right now. Some people are going to listen to it later. But if you're on this call right now, God says that you have a calling on your life. And no matter who shows up, God says you still have that anointing. And the difference between an anointed radio or anointed speaker or whomever it is that God called them. Man didn't call. He says, so everything that he has always lasts. Doesn't go by ratings, none of that. God says, and the only thing we do for Christ, that shall last. It doesn't matter what else we do in life. If we're not doing it for Christ, it's not going to last. He says life is temporary. He says careers are temporary. But the one thing that we know for sure is that everything we do for Christ will last, no matter what it is. And so I want you to remember what God says. God says, always focus on him. Keep your eyes lifted up. He says, keep your hands busy serving. He says, and keep your feet in the will of God. He says, and pay no attention to those who speak against you. He says, pay no attention to what the world hands you, because all of that shall be done away with. He says, watch your tongue, watch the words that you speak, and watch what you listen to, because it's very vital. And so I really want you to think about that, because we're getting ready to walk into our destiny. And I told you a few weeks back, maybe a few months, that we go through travail, we go through storms, because God says in order to get to your victory, you have to go through some storms. Every day is not going to be a sunny day, but God says there are brighter days ahead.
Hello?
And so there are some people who are in the hospitals. There are some people who are in nursing homes. There are some people who are sick. There are some people who are at home. There are some people who have been given a certain percentage of time to live. But God says that he's the one over that. I heard somebody earlier today, and they said God has extended. He's increased someone's life. And we thank God for that. We bless God for that. And so I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to know that God is our all in all, and he is our shepherd. And because he is our shepherd, God says wherever you are, wherever he places you, he says whatever you're doing in life, you're not going to want for anything. Why? He says because he's our shepherd.
Hello?
And so therefore, we shall not want. Somebody can testify to that, right? Amen. And so we have completed our praying with power and love, and there are many people on the line. And if you want to say something,
me?
Yes, this is your time.
Oh, hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, bless you. My name is Richard. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Mr. Richard?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Richard?
Hello. I'm doing very well. I've been praying on something, and I was wondering if I could get your advice with it.
Okay.
You see, I moved to New York City about 2-3 years ago, and my family all lives in the Ozarks, the Ozark Mountains.
Uh-huh.
And I love them very much. I'm here with them tonight, but I have to tell you, you know, just being more refined now living in New York, when I come back here, I do get a little bit embarrassed about being with them because they are, you know, hillbilly types.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pray to God that, you know, I can overcome those feelings because I want to honor them and love them. But, you know, I just do feel embarrassed sometimes. I can't help it.
Right. And Mr. Richard, I truly understand what you're saying, but they're still your family, and that's something, you know, we have to continue to pray about because they're still your family, and I'm sure you still love your family. And it's just like Jesus Christ, right? We do some things
right.
That's really embarrassing, But Jesus still loves us, doesn't he?
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, they're here with me, and they love your show as well. I'd love to bring them on and just have them say hello and tell you what they're all about. They're good Christians.
Sure.
Okay, hang on. Let me put them on speakerphone. And there's my mom, my pa, and my uncle here. So I'll put them
okay.
on. Go ahead, guys. They want to tell you about life up here in the Ozarks.
In Kansas,
okay.
we had nothing to do, so we would throw rocks at hogs for fun.
You know?
Okay. All right.
My dad made me eat a raccoon.
You can't eat rare raccoon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. This is the AfritaLoveShow.com. We continue to pray for individuals. We continue to help individuals. And we thank each and every person who came on the line and shared. We thank Mr. Richard and his family and his recordings. We really appreciate that. And we have concluded our praying with power and love around the world. And we want to really, really thank each and every one of you. There are so many people on the line. And if you want to say something, be sure to say something at this particular time. I have many people inboxing me right now. Amen. Praise God. It's great. Okay. And so if you want to say something, I'm going to pause for like 20 seconds, and you can say something. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I thank each and every one of you for listening. We're going to carry on with the ministry, and we're going to have our announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a good night, and we're going to have a show coming out of San Antonio. I'm going to let you know all about just everything, about the workshop and all that good stuff. So without further ado, since I have many people still texting me, amen, praise God, I see you, we're going to go ahead and go into the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can log on to the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. That's AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. All right, so be sure to do that. In addition to that, also, you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on the radio show as well. Amen? You can click on the radio show as well. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook, Afreda Love, it, AlFredaLove, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Amen. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when you pray for each and every family member, be sure to call out what they need and call out what they want. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you tell your family and friends about the AfritaLoveShow.com. Now, let me tell you this. There are going to be many people on the line, many people, all right? And so I'm going to filter, amen, I have to filter everything that comes on this ministry, because I have to make sure that we're being serious with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The spirit of discernment also is an advantage, amen? So if for some reason something is muted, it's because it's not of the spirit of God and when it comes in. And so, you know, any time that you come on the ministry, feel free to say something, but I take this very seriously. And anything that is not like God, if God gives me a red flag, then I'm going to mute it. Praise God. Praise God. We have to do things decent and in order. Amen. In addition to that, be sure to tell your family and friends about the ministry. Also, make sure April the 2nd at 9:45 a.m., not p.m., 9:45 a.m., I will be Scano Hotel, ESL strategies, but we're going to be looking at the management of classrooms, and I'm also looking for individuals to help write curriculum that is conducive, that integrates ESL into the classrooms, because what we find is with those learners who really need that remediation, the same ESL strategies that are utilized for second language students is also some of the same strategies that we can utilize for students who are having a kind of difficult time. So be sure to look out for that, okay? 945 Tropicana Hotel. All right, be sure to do that. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. You can Facebook me at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? We're going to look at three different websites. All right? The AfritaLoveShow.com is one website in which we will look at, and you see two gospel artists, and you hear some music playing. Uh-huh. It's nothing new. All right? And we're going to go through this particular website because there are a lot of new listeners, and we have individuals who are interested in radio, and we have people who just love God. And so I want them to have a place of refuge to come and listen to some great music and kind of hang out. We're going to add a chat, kind of like session on this particular page a little bit later. But if you look at the home page, you'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. You'll see the number one gospel show in my house, uh-huh. And then you'll see Minister LaShawn McLemore. Please click on their websites and check them out. Then, of course, you see Love Radio, okay? You see Love Radio, and with Love Radio right here, give me just a second, I'll get with you. Here's Love Radio. All right, so if you click on it, you will see a follow button, and if you want to be alerted every time we have a ministry or a show or interview, then all you have to do is click on that button. Okay, that's all you have to do. All right, and then here are the different shows here. If you need it, God has it. If you want it, God can give it. Me, Gospel Artist, then What Are Your Needs and Wants for a Limited Time Only. Then Welcome the Beer Sisters, Praying with Love and Power. Meet Psalmist Rhonda Aiden, What Are Your Needs and Wants. And it goes on and on. All right, so here is some of the particular shows. And if you go all the way to 9, you'll see many different ones, okay? All right, in addition to that, let's go back. The venue, of course, this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. We have gospel artists and most of all communicating about different events. And the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel entertainment, education, and politics. All right, and then there's the Marcy Gerald story, suicide prevention amongst youth. We're trying to get this on the big screen. We will. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrita Love, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. For the location and contact, here is the contact information here. For gospel artists in the industry, here are some of the gospel artists in the industry. And, of course, this is the Love, Live, Jesus Ministry featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, also known as the Afrita Love Show. All right, here's some links here. All right, if you click on these links, I want you to look at the spiritual guide. If you click on that, there are 12 still in stock, amen. So be sure to check out the spiritual guide on the go. Also, this particular spiritual guide will be showcased in Germany and many other countries. And so we're pitching this particular guide to many publishers and distributors and things of that nature because they're interested. Okay, if you look at Love's Comedy and Entertainment, as well as media and event coverage, as well as Love, Live, Jesus Ministry, you will see that there are many, many different ways to contact me. And you will also see that there are many different ways in which you can become a fan as well. Okay, all right. So that's that. Then, of course, there's LinkedIn. If you click on LinkedIn,
okay? You can connect with me there as well. Many business people connect with me on LinkedIn. And then, of course, here is Meet Gospel Artist, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then Meet Radio Host Alfreda Love. Then Love's Author Corner. Here's some books with different authors. Then, of course, you have Health and Human Performance. Keep moving. Then you'll have Entertainment and Television. You'll have R&B. Then you have Meet Artist LaShawn McLemore. And then, of course, you have Community Engagement. Community Engagement. So those are some of the topics there. Then, if you go to the stellargospelmusic.com, you will be on the homepage, then About Us, then Contact Us, then Services, then Church Events Around the World. And, of course, we're going to update this page, but please go through this page, check it out. Then, of course, About Us, this is an international radio station. Here are some of the samples of the different shows. Then Contact Us. This is the contact information, services. Then you have Church Events Around the World. All right? And we're going to talk about these events, God's will, on the next show. But April 2nd, San Antonio, the Tropicana Hotel, Tropicana Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. Come. It's at 9:45. I would love to see your faces. Amen? Amen. These are strategies that you can utilize in the classroom as well, so please be sure to come. All right, 9:45 a.m., don't forget. Okay, also, let's look at the alfreda.hubpages.com, all right? These are like little articles and things, so be sure to check that out as well. All right, we have charities, fashion models, television shows, celebrities, blues music, political, and politics. We have all of that, so please be sure to check that out. Okay? Let's see here. What else do we have? All right. So I think that does it for now. Be sure to come back, God's will, Saturday, as we're going to have some great things going on. So be sure to come back. We want to continue to pray for each and every person. We pray for our events. We pray for new adventures. We pray for every person who's on the line. We pray for understanding. We pray for wisdom. We pray for love. We pray for each and every person. And we just ask, will God continue to bless you? Remember that anytime you come on the line, we welcome any type of we welcome good comments. We welcome any type of participation. But if the Spirit of the Lord veers us and we have to push the mute button, I don't mind doing so, because this is a ministry in which we take God seriously and we take it very serious. And we're praying for each and every person on the line. So we thank you so much, and I thank each and every one of you for tuning in and inboxing me. And, yes, we're going to get that done. Thank you so much. This is if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is Saturday, God's will, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.